A lot of people will criticize you for saying things like, Pete is taller than me. It should be taller than I, these people will tell you. I know, because they tell me all the time. The issue of than I versus than me has drawn more emails from readers of my newspaper column than any other issue I can remember. But despite the absolute certainty of the people who say than me is wrong, it's not. Both choices are correct, and though sometimes it's just easier to use than I to avoid trouble, often than I seems stuffy and weird. So if you prefer than me to than I, or even than him to than he, or any other object form after than, here's what you need to know about the choice you're making. The issue all rests on the question of whether the word than is a conjunction or a preposition. Conjunctions can introduce whole clauses. Consider the conjunctions if, because, and when in the phrases if you drive, because Joe is hungry, when the clouds come out. In each of these examples, the conjunction is followed by a whole clause, a noun or pronoun, and a verb. Prepositions are different. They don't introduce clauses. Instead, they partner with an object, which is usually a noun or a pronoun. Look at how the prepositions with, from, until, to, and at work in these phrases. With mayonnaise, from Wyoming, until midnight, to him, at her. Now remember that, unlike nouns, a lot of pronouns have different forms for when they're subjects or objects. For example, the subject I has the corresponding object me. The subject pronoun he has the object form him. She has her, we has us, and they has the object form them. And you know without being told that objects are the only ones that will do after a preposition. That's why you'd always say with me instead of with I, at him instead of at he, and from her instead of from she. You instinctively put the object form in there because you know it's correct. So by using the object form me after than, we're treating than as a preposition. And some folks say that's wrong. According to them, a sentence like she is smarter than I is necessarily an abbreviated way of saying she is smarter than I am. And indeed, the structure can be an abbreviated way of saying that. So, she is smarter than I is correct. But that doesn't mean that she is smarter than me is wrong. On the contrary, a lot of dictionaries, including Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary, list the word than as both a conjunction and a preposition. And prepositions take objects in object form. Even William Shakespeare set a precedent here by using than as a preposition in the Julius Caesar line, a man no mightier than thyself or me. And though grammarians have a history of fighting over this matter, they only started nitpicking the preposition than in the 18th century, a full 200 years after Shakespeare and others had clearly established than's usage as a preposition. To sum all this up, Merriam-Webster's Dictionary of English Usage says than is both a preposition and a conjunction. Despite much opinion to the contrary, the preposition has never been wrong. So you can say Lucy is smarter than I, or Lucy is smarter than me. You can say Bob runs faster than we, or Bob runs faster than us. You can say the teacher knows better than she, or the teacher knows better than her. Of course, you can also write these long form. She is smarter than I am. Bob runs faster than we do. The teacher knows better than she does. But if you choose to follow than with just an object pronoun like me, her, or us, remember you can defend your point just by opening Merriam-Webster's Collegiate, which, by the way, is online at m-w.com. And just point out to the nitpicker that than can be a preposition as well as a conjunction. So than me is a legitimate alternative to than I.